one of the questions on the list, I think the very first question on the list of Tamin Halacha topic suggestions was taking a base nap. Now, I assume base spelled B-E-I-S. I assume that this means taking a nap in the base medrash, right? That's what it means. So so let's discuss whether a person who is learning, let's say, a solid three-hour morning seder or something like that, and is exhausted because they were up very late the night before, learning deep into the night, whether they can take a nap in the base medrash. Is that permissible to re-energize yourself and refocus yourself in learning? Now, the Gemara Maseches Megillah refers to a Beis HaKnesses as Mikdash Ma'at. We don't actually refer to a Beis HaMedrash as Mikdash Ma'at, but the halachos of Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash and the limitations of what you're allowed to do in each are listed together in Shulchan Aruch, and therefore, even though, just like a Beis HaKnesses doesn't have all of the dinim of Mikdash, a Beis HaMedrash also won't have all of the dinim of Mikdash, but certainly there are going to be restrictions in terms of how one can behave in a Beis HaMedrash, just like there are restrictions in terms of how one can behave in a Beis HaKnesses. And Mishaburin, Simukufnon Aleph, Sivkat and Beis, says that a person in general, whenever you're in a place of elevated Kedusha, you have to be extra careful about any averos in particular that you do, because eino doma hachote beino levein atzmo lechote beplatin shel melech lefnei hamelech. That there's one, it's one thing if you do something perhaps incorrect or improper in the privacy of your own home or somewhere that's somewhat of a benign location, but you do it in a place that's extra sensitive to Kedusha, so then it becomes all the worse, like machlokas and lashon hara, things like that. But sleeping is not something that's objectively wrong. It's not an avera. It's just a question of, is this considered to be disrespectful to a place of kedusha? C. Pesach Frank draws a distinction in a tshuva and Har Tzvi between things that are be'etzem a lack of kavod, things that are be'etzem a bizayon, and things that are not be'etzem a bizayon, but given the location, would seem to be inappropriate. So let's first talk a little bit about eating, because eating and sleeping are probably very much connected to each other in terms of what you are and are not allowed to do. There is a stira between two sugyas in Shas. The Gemara Maseches Megillah and Daf Chav Ches tells us that you're not allowed to eat or drink in a shul, but chachamim v'talmidehen mutarim. That chachamim and talmidehen are allowed to do such things. The Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Kuf Aleph, however, says that they would say Kiddush in Shul. Why would they say Kiddush in Shul? After all, don't you require a Kiddush Makam Suda? So the Gemara says, L'hotzi Orchim Yidei Chavasan, in order to be motzi, the guests, their chi of Kiddush, because the achlu, v'shasu, v'ganu, v'beikinishta, the guests would eat, would drink, would sleep in Shul. So they said Kiddush in Shul because all of the people who were visiting town for Shabbos, that's where they would spend Shabbos, that's where they would spend their Seudos Shabbos, and that's where they would take their Shabbos sleeps, was in the Shul. So it seems to be a direct stira between these two Gemaras. On the one hand, the Gemara Megillah, that all of these things are usher to do in Shul, unless you are Chachamim v'talmidehem. You know, sometimes someone says, oh, I saw this great rabbi, you know, I was learning in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and there's a very, very great rabbi there, and sometimes he takes naps. So maybe that means that I can go to the Beis Medrash and sleep all day. Not necessarily, right? Because we see the Gemara already distinguishes between Chacham v'talmidehem versus regular people. But even leaving that aside, there's a direct stira. Regular people are not allowed to eat and sleep in shul according to the Gemara in Megillah. According to the Gemara in Pesachim, all the guests would eat and sleep and drink in shul. There is a four-way machlokas rishonim how to resolve that stira. Tosel suggests that the guests did not eat and sleep and drink in shul. It was in the side room of the shul. That they would say kiddush in the shul, and the people, the guests would be in a room that's the kiddush room, let's say, that's off to the side of the shul, and they would hear the kiddush from where they were, and that's why we recite kiddush in shul, to be motzi the guests, but they were not actually eating and sleeping in shul. You would not be allowed to actually eat and sleep in shul. It also suggests for Sudas Mitzvah, maybe it would be different, but Sudas Kiddush HaChodesh, something like that. But for a regular Shabbos meal, it also sounds like he says it would not even be enough of a Sudas Mitzvah to be allowed to eat in Shul, and certainly not to sleep in Shul. The Smag in Mitzvah Chav Tes writes that a Sudas Mitzvah is permitted, and that's why they were allowed to eat and drink in Shul in the case of the Gemara Pesachim, because a Shabbos meal meets the criteria of a Sudas Mitzvah. The Smag is not Gores Veganu. He's not Gores that they slept in Shul, because it's not a, so there's no notion of a mitzvah sleep, meaning even though it is true that it's important to sleep and to take care of your body and to make sure that you're rejuvenated and energized and everything else, but there's a notion of a Su'udas Mitzvah. I don't think there's such a concept of a Sheinas Mitzvah. Just a moment. So the Maram Chalava has a third approach. He suggests that whenever it's a Tzorech Rabim, it's permissible, that you're allowed to eat and drink in Shul if it's for a Tzorech Rabim, and taking care of guests is a Tzorech Rabim. And then the fourth sheet is the sheet of the Ravya. The Ravya in Chelek Beis Pesachim Sim Tav Kuf Tes says that only Talmidei Chachamim are allowed to sleep and eat and drink in Shul. When the Gemara in Pesachim says that we say Kiddush in Shul to be Motzi guests, Yidei Chavasam, you know who those guests were? They were all Talmidei Chachamim. Every single one of the guests were Talmidei Chachamim. If they were Amaratzim, then we would not say Kiddush to them, because they were not allowed to eat and drink and sleep in Shul. Quite a nukimta to make in the Gemara. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Sim Kuf Nun Aleph, Se'if Aleph, pretty clearly, Batei Knesios u Batei Midrashos, both the basic Knesset and basic Medrash, Ein Nogin Ben Kalos Rosh, you're not allowed to do Kalos Rosh type of things, like Schok, Vihitul, Vesicha Beteila, you're not allowed to joke around, you're not allowed to engage in idle conversation, Ve'ein Ochlim V'Shosim Behem, V'lo Miskashim Behem, V'lo Metailim Behem, V'chulei V'chulei. He goes on. You're not allowed to eat and drink in the shul or in the Beis Medrash. The Shulchan Aruch goes on to say, Talmidei Chachamim V'Talmideihem are allowed to eat and drink in the shul, but regular people are not allowed to eat and drink in a shul. Shulchan Aruch says Talmud Chacham can eat in a shul midochak, and he quotes the Ran that in a Beis Medrash, unlike a shul, even shalom midochak, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to eat. That's against the Rambam in the 11th parak of Hilchos Tefillah, who says that even in a Beis Medrash, a Talmud Chacham can only eat midochak. Midochak means that there's some pressing need for it. Mm-hmm. So in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be fundamental difference between Beis Knesset and Beis Medrash. Beis Knesset, you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat only midochak if you're a Talmud Chacham. Beis Medrash, if you're a Talmud Chacham, you can eat even shalom midochak. Midochak Mishbur defines as not enough space for the Talmidim to eat elsewhere. Mishbur says Anashim alomdim sham bekvius is always considered midochak, because it's ki'ilu, there's not enough space for them to eat elsewhere, because Mishnah Berurah points out, if they'd eat elsewhere, they'd be mevatel from their Torah, and that automatically is considered midochak. Bir Alacha even goes a step further, and he says, someone who's lomid b'beis ha-medrash, afilu shalo b'kviyus, even if he's not learning all the time, but now he's learning in the beis ha-medrash, and he's in the middle of a seder, yesh lahakal b'zeke shatzame lishtos, we can be makel that when he's thirsty, you should drink. You shouldn't take out a sandwich and, you know, do side dishes and, you know, set himself up a whole matzav over there. But if he's in the middle of a learning seder, he could certainly take a drink, even if he's not someone who learns there all day. That's a tzorech mitzvah, so that he's not mevatel from his learning. Now, it's a little bit funny. We're more makel in a Beis Medrash than we are in a Beis HaKnesses, even though la halacha we assume a Beis Medrash has greater kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. That's clear in the Gemara Megillah when we talk about selling things that have lesser kedusha in order to buy things that have higher kedusha. So a Beis Medrash has a higher level of kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. And yet, we're more makel about the eating and sleeping business in the Beis HaMedrash than we are in the Beis HaKnesses. So Rav Asher Weiss explains, Hinei af to Kedushas Beis HaMedrash gedola mi Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, yesh halachos shel gabein chamur Beis HaKnesses mi Beis HaMedrash. Even though it seems counterintuitive, Beis HaMedrash is holier, there are still certain halachos that are more machmir in the Beis HaKnesses, such as eating, that you're only allowed to eat midochak in the Beis HaKnesses, but in the Beis Medrash, even shalom midochak. And similarly, Mishabura writes in Sivkat and Ches, other tashmishim that you're not allowed to do in a Beis HaKnesses, according to the Ramah, you're allowed to do in a Beis HaMedrash. And he writes, V'gam l'gabe shena, to be Beis HaKnesses, osur af shena sarai. You're not even allowed to take a nap in a Beis HaKnesses. V'Beis HaMedrash, mutur af shenas keva. You're allowed to take a full-fledged sleep, a shenas keva, if you are a talmid chacham v'talmidehem in a beis hamedrash. Why is that? So Rav Asher explains: mishum to beis hamedrash nikra beiso. A beis hamedrash is called your house. We call it a bei rabbanan, and you're allowed to do whatever you need to do in your own house, even though you have a very holy house. And he says, "Kachi darka shel Torah, pas b'melach tochel mayim b'mishur tishtev al aretz tishan." That's darka shel Torah. Darka shel Torah happens in mekomo shel Torah. Mekomo shel Torah is a beis hamedrash, and therefore everything that's darka shel Torah can take place in a beis hamedrash. So while sleeping is not mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from Tshuvas HaRashba, Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Vav, quotes from Tshuvas HaRashba in Chelek Dalet and Reishayin Ches, that it's mutter for a Talmud Chacham just like eating and drinking, in a Beis HaMedrash. Mishnah Berurah in Simchat and Vav says that other forms of disrespect, like shortcuts and schok and hitul, they're not even mutter for a Talmud Chacham in a Beis HaMedrash, because that doesn't aid the Talmud Chacham in being able to maximize the use of the Beis HaMedrash as a place of learning. Meaning, obviously, we have to distinguish between regular living, like a Rav Asher has it, as is magdir very well. Pas melech tochel, you know, al aretz tishan, those are things that you need to do. So things that you need to do, you can do in a Beis HaMedrash. But schok, hitul, kapandaria, all those things are not things that you need to do. So those things certainly would be even more chamer in a Beis HaMedrash than they are in a Beis HaKnesses because of the elevated kedusha. And a person has to have mora mikdash. A Talmud Chacham is not exempt from mora mikdash. Chas v'shalom, we never find that a Talmud Chacham is exempt from certain mitzvos. It's just that the Beis HaMedrash becomes his house, and we're more concerned about being mevatelim from his learning. Sometimes sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash is, a person has to be careful. Sometimes sleeping in a Beis HaMedrash is a sign of a very elevated status, meaning you have a person who's well into his 80s, and he learns Torah yomam v'layla, all day, all night. He walks around the streets with a gemara in his hand, learning Torah, and all he does is he's in the Beis HaMedrash all day and all night. And that says, so he falls asleep while he's in the Beis HaMedrash, that tells you something about the person, that he barely gets enough sleep, especially for a man his age, and he's sitting there learning Torah. That's inspiring, that he learns to the point where he's so exhausted and he falls asleep from exhaustion. Sometimes it's a bizayon. You know, a guy says, it's so hot in the bunks, let me just take a nap in the Beis HaMedrash. So and he lies, puts a couple of tables together, throws a mattress on top of them, and he goes to sleep in the Beis HaMedrash. It's not a set thing. It depends. And that's the difference between Chacham and Talmideim. Sometimes it's reminiscent what the Gra says. Nevin Shlema explains why it is that in Birchas HaMapil we say the way the Gemara has it, this is V'sein Chalkenu B'Sorasecha. The Gemara's version of Birchas HaMapil has a phrase V'sein Chalkenu B'Sorasecha. So the Gra explains, why are we asking for Sein Chalkenu B'Sorasecha right before we go to sleep? It's a bit of a strange thing to ask for right before you go to sleep. And he says that there are certain madrigos in Torah that a person can only achieve when they are asleep. We don't know what that even means, but sometimes a person's a Baal Madrega, so it could be an inspiring thing. But for a regular person, we have to be careful. You know, it's maybe the other explanation of that Gemara, of that phrase, would be more appropriate for this context. The Tzlach in Meseches Brachos and Dav Samach explains the reason we ask the same Chalkenu B'Sarasecha right before we go to sleep is that a person is chayiv in Talmud Torah all day and all night. Every free moment a person has, a person is supposed to be engaged in Talmud Torah. So when a person is going to spend 6 hours, 8 hours, whatever, away from Talmud Torah by going to sleep, so one might get the impression that he's not interested, that he's running away from Talmud Torah. So no, he dafka makes a point of saying, V'sein chalkenu b'sorasecha, I'm interested in the chelek in Torah. And I'm only going to sleep to re-energize myself so that I'll be able to be Oved Hashem. And that's really the geder. That's really the geder when it comes to sleep in the base, when it comes to sleeping in the Beis HaMedrash. A base nap, yesh v'yesh. There's a base nap where you're mamish, you're spent, you're done. Just a little, sometimes, you know, a little short nap, they say, sometimes can have more of an effect than a long nap if you don't get to certain stages of sleep. I'm not really, I'm not a doctor. I don't know exactly how this works, but I think the what they recommend now, we discussed this, they recommend now a nappuccino. You know about this? Nappuccino? Yeah, you have a cup of coffee, and before the caffeine hits your system, so you take a nap then, and then you wake up like 10 minutes later, just as the caffeine's hitting your system, and you're waking up, and boom, you're ready to go. So that maybe is a good idea if a person is totally, totally exhausted. But Stam, to take his 3-hour Shabbos afternoon nap in the Beis Medrash is probably not such a great idea. Okay.